Welcome to 63 episode. I want to start that over. No. I had a total brain fart. All right, fuck it.
It was because of my real fart.
I don't. Earlier. Yes, yes.
We can do it again if you want.
You gave me poo brain. Welcome to episode 63 of Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Chester.
I'm Ryan.
And my name is Dirk.
And I have protein farts.
I have poo brain.
Gross.
I have poo brain along with the Chester.
I'm stuck in this corner. I'm trapped. I feel trapped like a rat.
You okay there? You gonna weasel your way out?
I just want to get my butthole closer to Chester.
Oh, this week we're back to just three cowards in the studio.
Yep. Somebody's got to be in a strip club or something. I don't know.
Strip club. Why are we here?
I don't know.
Let's
I don't
go to strip clubs. Not focus on that.
But you get a good clean shot of Derek.
Yeah, just completely.
Is that a new hat?
I would say it's an uneclipsed shot. Yeah.
Is that a new hat?
I've had it for a while. I got made fun of by Kyle.
Chester, what'd you do this week?
Okay, cool. Well, Kyle made fun of me because he's like, "You steal that from an 18-year-old skater kid?" I'm like, "I just got it at a store."
I bought it from an 18-year-old
skater kid who worked at a store.
Yeah, I haven't done much this week. We actually got some fucking heist missions in finally on GTA. That was awesome.
Except for the random fucking players.
Well,
the first random was cool. The second guy was a fucking prick.
Second guy was a prick who kept telling us what to do.
Follow me.
Let me do it, Chester. Let me do it.
Well, he was telling me. In. He was telling me how to divvy up my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want 20%. Give me 20%.
No, he wanted 40%.
Well, he wanted me to get 40%.
Ah, okay.
He wanted to do 40, 20, 20, 20.
Yeah.
It defaulted to 55, 15, 15, and 15 for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
What you should have done is done 55 or 50% to yourself, 20,
25.
20, and 10 to that asshole.
Well, yeah, and then at the end of it, it was... I replayed the end of that mission over and over again in my head. Like, we should have just gone to a little remote... airstrip and have that go down. But I just remember the last thing I remember is like, just get in the plane, Chester, and then we died. I'm like, alright, I'm going to bed.
I think part of the problem too is when I showed up at the airfield, I didn't really look that well for like a car. There may have been a car for me to get to the other side of the airstrip, because I ran like a mile to get to the chopper. Was holding up the whole mission. I was running across the fucking airfield to get to the chopper.
It was
probably a car over there.
It was a shit show. It was bad. Like, I hate to say it. It was like, oh, I'm just flying the plane. This will be cool. They've dispatched fighter jets. And I'm like, I don't know. The first time I was like, okay, I see the fighter jet. And he slammed into the side of me. And then I crashed.
Yeah.
Like, he just Mario Karted me off the map. And then... Every time I'd go back, I'd find the first fighter jet and just stay right behind him, so he couldn't get a lock on me. So I'm just flying behind a fighter jet.
Nice.
That was the thing, is it wouldn't go until I got in the helicopter, because I shot down a couple of jets from the ground, but it's like, you have to go to the helicopter to defend Dirk. I'm like, I'm not good at flying. Can I just shoot him from the ground? I'm so much better with a rocket launcher.
So we need a fourth.
We still need a fourth for playing these heists on PC.
On PC, though.
Figuratively.
Well, he doesn't have a PC.
I know. I'm saying.
Why can't we be cross-platform yet?
Right?
It'll never happen.
I know.
It'll never happen.
I know. So. It would be hot, though. It would be cool.
I also fired up Ori and the Blind Forest today, finally. Dirk bought that for me a few weeks ago.
You are welcome.
He didn't buy it for me.
I did not want to stop playing it. That's why I was late today, because I was like, just a little bit farther.
Just a little more.
Just a little bit farther.
It's a good game. It's a Metroidvania game.
I'm running around inside the Dooku tree.
It is very Dooku tree-ish.
That's awesome.
The Count Dooku tree?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Is it Deku?
It's Deku.
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 Decoy.
Decoy tree.
It's
the Dooku tree.
DQ.
Ice cream.
Well, you start off in that game with like a mentally challenged mother.
Why do you keep saying that character is retarded?
That character is clearly retarded. It's just
a beast that lives in the forest.
It's a special beast that knows how to fend for itself, and it finds a whoopee. And raises it.
A what?
A whoopee.
Whoopee?
Yeah, that's what the specials call their loves.
Whoopies?
Yeah, why not?
The specials call their loves
the whoopies. Specials? They're called specials?
I don't understand what you guys are mad at here. The whoopee, the love.
So, really, I feel by the end of this game, you're going to realize that you're actually just a doll that a retarded person thinks is a real baby.
No, you're actually, you're a seed from the Deku tree. Gets blown away.
You're a Deku nut.
You're a Deku nut. You get spread far and wide, and then this big thing comes in, or like this evil comes in and takes over all of this shit. And then the special thing finds you and obviously dies from some sort of Down syndrome related disease. And
I don't think there's Down syndrome related diseases.
It was pretty down.
It's pretty down. Yeah, it's like,
it had me down, feeling down.
So now that the gays came here, we had to find somebody else to pick on.
It's a
rude, Dirk.
What are you talking about?
We can still pick on the gays.
Gays will always be gays,
and then they'll start letting retarded people get married.
Oh, they better
find somebody
not.
Else to pick
they,
on.
They already actually do let mentally challenge people.
Gay right? Retarded people.
Haven't you ever seen the good the special sister or whatever
the other sister?
The other sister.
No, I haven't.
The one with Giovanni Ribisi.
I'm a straight dude.
What's that chick's name? The one who looks kind of mentally challenged but isn't.
The one that's dead. Pretty Murphy?
No. It was
no. That was Girl Interrupted.
It's the one from Dusk Till Dawn who was like, "Won't you eat my pussy?"
Selma Hayek.
Oh, Juliet Lewis.
Yeah, Juliet Lewis. Her. Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi and Juliet Lewis.
She is that a Scientologist, so she probably is mentally handicapped.
No.
Richie, would you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me?
I can do that for you if you want me to. Let's just reenact from Dusk Till Dawn.
The right entire the movie.
And go.
And
Chester, you get to be Sex Machine.
Can I be Tarantino's character?
I'll be Sex
Well,
Machine.
Then you have to say the.
I don't know any of the lines though. He's the guy who talks the most.
Wait, do you have to be George Clooney? You don't get to be George Clooney. You get to be Harvey Keitel.
Can I be the sheriff?
You get to be a mean servant of God.
How about I just no? I'll be the sheriff. I'm getting tanked tonight.
Okay, fine, but you're going to get murdered.
That's fine. I'll get shot in the back of the head.
By Chester.
I'm going to murder everyone.
We should watch From Dusk Till Dawn right now for the rest of the episode.
It's a good movie.
It would be good. We can just give commentary for the rest of it.
But it's probably not on Netflix, so we'd have to watch From Dusk Till Dawn 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good.
What are you talking about?
Isn't Bruce Campbell in it?
Couldn't tell you.
No.
I've never seen it.
I think he is. So is Robert Patrick.
Dempsey.
Texas Blood Money.
Patrick Ewing. Stewart.
Professor
The Evil Terminator.
Professor Monkey for a Head?
Robert Patrick. Richard Patrick.
The
singer from Filter, isn't it?
Troy Duffy.
Troy Duffy is a great juggler, isn't he?
I don't know where the fuck that is.
I have
the
no clue.
Dad from Step by Step?
Oh, no, he's not a good
I've
Duffy.
I've never seen that show.
That's the one with like
no,
the seven
that's
kids, right?
That's Patrick Duffy, isn't it?
Patrick Duffy.
That's Patrick Duffy.
Yeah, because,
I know
Troy Duffy.
Because Scuzzlebutt had Patrick Duffy for a leg.
Troy Duffy's the voice actor.
Sure.
All right,
not?
We just did the.
Yeah.
Or is that the
Troy
six
Baker?
Degrees.
That's Troy
that's,
Baker.
That's the 6 degrees.
I think Troy Duffy is a friend that I used to hang out with. Like,
just a guy I know.
Maybe Troy Duffy is both the dad from Step by Step and a voice actor, the guy you knew from high school or from
maybe
college, or Flagstaff. One of the three.
Maybe.
What else you've been doing? You've been playing anything else or
that's
tinkering?
That's about it. Playing Dominations on the phone. You know, making some progress there.
Some Domination?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a Clash of Clans or whatever?
It is a Clash of Clans style game.
Just moved
Clash
up,
of Clone.
Just upgraded?
Yeah, I never liked Clash of Clans that much.
But you still played the shit out of it.
It was something to do.
I just...
This game I play the shit out of.
I stare off into space.
I don't have anything to do right now.
How about you, Ryan?
He just shuts it down. Besides the heist that we attempted and that guy
failed.
Fucked us up...
I do need to get one of those bulletproof cars, though. That thing is
impressive.
That
thing is badass. But you got to get through your first heist, right?
No, just doing that two-player heist got
me. Oh, really?
It unlocked it. You have to buy it.
Oh, we should totally buy
it. We don't have the money to do it.
Because
this guy keeps taking the most of it.
I have a whole bunch of money. I haven't really bought anything. I bought, like, the lowest level high-end apartment. Is the low the yeah just the cheapest high end apartment just so I could start heist.
It looks like a shithole on the outside and you go inside and
it looks like every other apartment.
It's
on
my house. It's my house. Yeah.
On the outside, as it looks like.
Oh,
it's
you're talking
Compton.
About my house in GTA, not my actual house that I live in.
No, it looks
it's
like
a shithole around my house.
It looks like my house on the outside. I've been building this fucking computer for like the third time.
Calm down.
Computers.
You're
man.
Up here.
Fucking computers. Yeah, I've been doing that. That's been killing me. I got the solid state, another replacement solid state hard drive. So I've been trying to port Windows over, and the clone didn't work, and it's not reading the boot manager, and I'm fucking furious. So that's what I've been doing.
He's been loving.
I've been playing Word Brain. You can tell your wife that,
dude. Don't
send her my score.
Do it.
Killing it. killing it.
Actually, if anybody hasn't seen the game Word Rango, find it on your Android and or iOS devices.
Word Rango.
Word Rango?
That's the podcast.
Word Brain.
Word Brain.
Word Brain.
Okay.
It gives you just a grid of letters, and you have to spell words. And
it's basically like a word search, but you can go in any direction: up, down, left, yeah. right, diagonal.
Mm-hmm. And but there's only a set amount of words in the word search. Anyway, I love it because Laurel will be stumped for like a day and a half, and I'll walk in and like Rain Man the puzzle within 30 seconds. She'd be like,
Nicole was stuck on one last night, and she's like, I can't find it. And I'm like,
so it's not timed.
Okay, I found it. She's like, what is it? Like, well, I'll tell you when you're ready.
That's no, fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, no telling.
No telling.
They
I
need,
told her.
They need to take their woman brains.
I told you.
Not misogyny. Who's Cyclone 327?
Corey.
Oh, hey, Corey. I'm playing Fallout. It's very brown. So brown.
It's so brown.
So very, very brown. Yeah, that's I wanted to play a lot of Fallout this week. I probably got about 3 hours in trying to record it and then the editing thing, but apparently you have to know how to use the editing software.
It's rough, son.
It's real, it's rough, real rough, dude. What is it, a power director from whatever, CyberLink?
Yeah.
I guess it's a very robust, powerful program, but there's a big learning curve. So.
I was using Sony Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. There's a lot of buttons on there.
Yeah. So I've been playing Fallout. I found out that it's very hard to do an active commentary when you're reading a lot of text. So
what I do is I read the text out loud.
And voices.
In silly voices.
I might have to resort to that because it's just like, oh, okay, I have 30 seconds to, oh, I'm talking again.
Yeah.
Oh, I can just go ahead and run, oh, I'm talking again. I did get attacked by like a womp rat or something.
By an R-O-U-S?
I don't know. It was an R-O-U-S. It was like, I actually screamed when I'm like, hey, what's this name? Ah! So, I'm still working on that. I'm trying to edit it down. I played for about 2 hours. I'll probably get 15 minutes of footage that I can actually use out of it. I've taken the goat test. I don't know
the
how
what?
Many. There's a, everything is sectioned off. Like, there's a goat, G-O-A-T. It's
I don't want to spell goat.
But it stands for something that it kind of tells you where you are. Like it automatically assigns some of your skills, which that was the best part about it. You start off, Liam Neeson does the voice acting for your father. So the first time that I was trying to get everything set up, I'm like, this guy sounds like Liam Neeson. So I was just like, you know, making Liam Neeson jokes. And I was that guy who sounds like Liam Neeson. And I realized it was Liam Neeson. And he gives you a book that gives you a very specialized set of skills. I thought it was funny. I laughed my ass off. But then I went back and I played again. But this time I turned into my character black, and I'm like, man, this is gonna be awkward because in the very beginning scene, Liam Neeson is kind of like in the light and you can't really see him, but he looks like he's Caucasian. And I'm like, man, it's gonna be so awkward when this little black baby shows up at Liam Neeson's doorstep, like, and they turned Liam Neeson's character black, and I just couldn't help but scream black Liam Neeson. So
your mother and I need to have a talk.
Yeah, see, I wish I had that voice playing it through. I just don't have it. I just walk around just like I have a very specialized set of skills. Run away. It's a different.
Got a little gruff. You should suck some dicks. That's what I did.
I got nothing. So listen to this voice. I have a 13-year-old lesbian.
Robust.
A 13-year-old lesbian.
That's hot.
Yeah, listen to me. This is as good as it gets.
That's what a 13-year-old lesbian sounds like. Yeah. I can confirm that.
Didn't you say your voice got a little deeper when you took your tonsils out?
Oh, it was higher than this. Yeah.
Oh, I should take my tonsils out.
Oh,
I'll sound like I'm talking in slow motion.
Hey guys, what's going on?
You guys got a beer?
All right. What are we doing?
I don't know. What's first on the docket?
I don't know. I don't know. I pulled up. I thought one of you guys would.
Chester, we can hit your stuff first. Mine is kind of hodgepodge together.
I didn't get a whole lot.
It doesn't really matter.
But yeah, you know, you're right. It's true. Well, the president of Sega came out and made a statement.
I missed this.
Basically saying, yeah, our games suck now. Sorry about it.
Sorry that Sonic has been dog shit for 15 years.
Well, it says he acknowledged betraying trust of fans. So Sega in the 90s was known for its brand, but after that, we've lost trust, and we were left with nothing but reputation. For this reason, we'd like to win back the customer's trust and become a brand once again.
Good luck.
Right?
They should make a new console that's light years ahead of every other console and then not release any games on it and then cancel it shortly after release.
No, Bryce actually tried to troll me. He actually brought up on his phone. He's like, check this out, man. It's the new Dreamcast. I'm like, it was photoshopped and everything. I'm like, don't fuck with me, man.
So this is what they're doing to become a brand once again. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that's cool.
In January, they announced they were closing their longtime San Francisco office, laying off about 300 employees.
The round eyes.
To focus more on their smartphone and PC lines of games.
Fucking smartphone games.
How you get our trust back, the longtime 20-year fans. Make smartphone games.
Yeah, full of microtransactions.
God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have to buy golden rings.
Oh, yeah. I see you were hit by an enemy. Would you like to buy 10 extra golden rings?
Oh, no, you lost all the golden rings that you paid for. Would you like to buy some more?
Maybe. Today only. You can get 1,000 for $99.
Okay, well, let's be honest. If how would Sega win back your trust? Because they went the way, and this when I learned this when I worked at GameWorks, because GameWorks was originally owned by DreamWorks somehow, so like Steven Spielberg had a hand in it, and that was like from its original inception. And then it got sold to Sega. So all of the major big cabinets or the big games at GameWorks, which is a video game bar and arcade, all of the major stuff in there was Sega.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you went to Dave and Buster's, or Jillian's, if Jillian's was still open, they would have the exact same cabinets. They would all be Sega. So Sega went from making decent console games, and they kept pumping out.
They turned it into Neo Geo.
Yeah, pretty much. They just kept pumping out these cabinets and this hardware.
Yeah.
And they kind of abandoned their software that they were selling to consumers on a consumer level. So what would they have to do? Like, do you want to see another Sega
let's
system?
Think. What games were they known for other than Sonic the Hedgehog?
Shinmue.
Okay. So, next.
Toe Jam and Earl.
I would love to see a new Toe Jam and Earl game.
They had the Mickey Mouse games were pretty dope on the Sega. Like,
but was that Mickey Mouse game on, was it the Super Nintendo? Or was it a regular Nintendo?
No.
It was a pirate ship?
Mickey I remember Mouse that campaign? Game. That was on NES.
Was that Mickey Mouse
campaign? I actually just got that for my birthday from Justin.
That's an awesome game.
Good game.
It is. Yeah. I was very excited. No, but they had it was Mickey and the Force of Illusion, I think. That came out for Sega.
And then they also had that paint game on the Wii. So I guess Mickey isn't really an exclusive
Sega game. I wanted to get into that game. Not as good as it.
No.
So we got Sonic, Toe Jam and Earl, a Mickey Mouse game.
Well, okay, so they
that X-Men game was tight.
Oh,
they'd have to.
Did you give me that, or did Justin get me that?
Honestly, they would have to. They would have to revive Sonic and make a good Sonic game, where people were like, "This is adequate." Like, it would have to be a good Sonic game. It'd have to be like Sonic 2. It'd have to be universally loved.
Go back to a platformer,
right?
A side-scrolling platformer. Look at what Mighty No. 9 is doing. You can still make good games that are not 3D. You don't have to do a 3D fucking game.
They can
game.
Still look really good and still be side-scrolling.
Well, they did. Sonic Colors was pretty good because it actually split between 3D and 2D, and it was fun to play.
Do something like Fez, like the 2.5 3D.
Well, but here's the thing: Sonic is so far away. You're not gonna. They're not going to accept Sonic as a character, or like as a mascot for Sega now, as like, you know, the flagship character of a console, because he's already spread across everything that's already out there already. So they'd have to come up with, like, you know, a Slurms McKenzie.
If they're becoming a brand once again,
they're becoming a phone brand. Like, that's
Well, if they're gonna rebuild something, Toe Jam and Earl, I would love to see a new iteration of that. And then maybe a decent side-scrolling Sonic game.
Yeah,
that doesn't have any fucking guns. Doesn't have 27 different fucking characters.
Yep.
Just give me Sonic.
Just Sonic.
Running fast. Running. Jumping on robots. And busting up the fat dude.
Right? And then
that's all
they
I want.
They would need that, and they would need a really solid licensed title.
Yeah.
They would need to license something to make it really good.
They had Ready to Rumble when they
new
had the
X-Men game
cast.
Would be cool.
So, that would be really cool.
I mean, maybe that new Echo the Dolphin we've been waiting for.
They had Echo.
That game.
Echo
no,
is
fuck
great.
That game. Fuck that game.
I don't know why you're so.
It freaks me out. I don't like underwater.
Dude, that's our. We should do a Let's Play with Brian with Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah.
When you go down and there's
have,
that whale
have,
down there.
I have Echo
I'm like,
the Dolphin.
I'm fucking done. I know it's
why?
Not going to hurt because it's gross. I don't like it.
Did you watch like Blackfish or whatever it was, that documentary?
No, I think she did. But no, I don't like underwater. I don't like stuff that could eat me. I like to be at the top of the food chain.
That's not...
Dolphins, man.
How the fuck do they work?
They'll rape the fuck right
out
of you.
They will.
They will. It's true. They'll gang rape you, too.
So basically, Sega came out and said, we're sorry, we made some mistakes, we're living off of a reputation, we're not giving you anything good. And then they're going to go into the phone market. Like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There's nothing... I'm going to be negative.
Oh, that's right.
They mentioned
three games. Total War. Never heard of it.
I think I've heard...
Company of Heroes.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure what that is. And then something called Football Manager, which just sounds like paperwork simulator.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to play that.
You can come to work with me. It's awful, right?
Would you like to start?
Do you want to manage a football team?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Football Manager is the game for you.
My man.
It's like all of the worst parts about Madden.
It's like pour through thousands of lines of stat. They have like a virtual access thing where you can actually go through a SQL database on your computer, like weed everything out. It's like Moneyball.
I have a scab on my knee.
Sorry about it.
Did I tell you I fell when I was in California? I was drunk and I fell.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Just don't get drunk in Seattle because there's a big set of stairs that you can fall down. It's like five stories of stairs. There's one solid up. Did you fall down the stairs? Or
no, I just fell in a parking lot.
Almost all 300 pounds of you.
Yeah.
So you're...
So fat?
There's
that.
Hitting the gym, I hear.
Hitting the gym. Hit gym day.
Look at my gym. Not Euros? Right, you're not hitting Euros.
I'm not hitting the Euros. No, that was not a typo. I'm down 13 pounds. Look how strong I am.
Good for you. I need to do something. I'm an odd man out here.
I'm down 12 and a half pounds right now. As of today, when I hopped out of the shower.
This is the first beer I've had all week. Or this is like the ninth.
That is not the
first.
Like I've been with
this
you.
This is
since
the first time I've drank all week was today.
Yep.
Good for you.
No, fuck that. I want to get drunk and eat cheeseburgers. Oh, my God.
Nah,
and
you can't.
Carne asada burritos.
You can't.
I want to.
Dude, carne asada fries are the grossest thing you've ever put in your body.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Those are horrible.
It's just french fries and carne asada and cheese
what about
and sour
week?
Cream. Ugh. Loved it.
We already talked about my week.
That does sound good.
What else is happening in the world?
Oh, that's right. We're on to
news. Yeah, I was like, what about my... Are you okay? Are you having a stroke? Do you smell something?
The Superman game scares me.
No. It looked good. Like, it looked real good. And by looked real good, I mean that the screenshot of a pause menu.
So, apparently, the Warner Brothers studio in Montreal is rumored to be working on an open-world Superman game.
Dude,
there were some leaked screenshots, I guess?
It was one leaked screenshot. It wasn't a screenshot. It was about a, like, 3 or 4 second pause menu where you could select Superman's costume. And it was, like, they had it on...
They had the black and white one?
They only had it on the new 52 costume.
With the beard?
No, he didn't have a beard.
Ugh, dumb.
Anyway,
not interested.
You know what, dude? If it's from Montreal, like I wasn't a huge fan of Origins, and if they have a different story writing team behind it, I think that they could put it together. Like I think that it could be like the next Batman series, as long as there's not flying through rings like the Superman 64 thing. Yeah.
Even though
Batman did fly through rings in his game, his newer game. So
yeah, but his controls
worked.
That's
true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this. I really want this to be a good game. It would add to it. It's actually because it's funny in my mind, and I'm not as huge of a comic book guy as like say you or Charles, but DC for me always seemed a little like you know like padded down. Like even though Superman and Batman were awesome, they were always like. On the campy side, where like the X-Men and the Marvel characters were always dealing with like more gritty, like real shit.
Oh man, since Frank Miller has been writing since the what 80s, everything has been a lot grittier. All that camp stopped in the 70s and 80s.
Maybe I think that the camp is. I'm still picking up the campy shit from like the Superman movies or like the Batman.
Yeah, no, we're done with that shit. Everything's like for real.
Everything's just
yeah,
just so depressing, but.
It really is. I guess the Batman books you want to borrow, they're super...
I already borrowed them. They're in the back of your truck already. Or yeah. Are you talking about the new ones? Even the Killing Joke, like that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up.
They all have problems now.
That's fantastic. Because you don't just want, like...
Good. Make them more relatable.
Yeah.
I can't relate
to an unkillable god that
I
just,
like
talk
about
well,
it.
Jimmy, I guess we'll go get some sandwiches now. Right? Like, I can't relate to that. No. What I can relate to is
and eat a house.
Yeah, like, I can't do that.
That's not I could eat a whole $5 foot long.
Like this, though, like
do. I don't know. DC is always kind of like, you know, taking the back seat in my mind. Like I always thought I was always a Marvel kid, so I'm really enjoying.
Why
seeing...
Why did you always have the Superman shirt though? You always had the Superman obsession.
I did, and maybe that's because I'm not.
Very super.
No, I'm not as imaginative as to have an actual, like, you know, superhero that actually had some dynamic powers. Like, Superman was easy for my retarded head to grasp because he was just,
like, whatever power just, I want a superhero to have, he's got
all of them. Like, you want laser eyes? Got it. You want to fly? Got it. You want to pick heavy shit up? Got it.
You want to eat an entire house?
Got it. So that maybe that was easy just for me to do. And it was one of the first superhero shirts I've ever seen. They're dime a dozen now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there you go.
Fucking Target.
I had an Azrael Batman t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hate Azrael.
I love
that. We've
Azrael.
Gone over this a million times, but I fucking hate Azrael.
Loved him.
Yeah.
You get one Azrael, one Gargamel. It makes a Smurf's life a living hell.
Oh, while we're talking about
thank you, Liam Lynch.
Before we go too far, so I finally started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I stopped listening to the internet, and I've actually started watching it.
See, it's good.
It is good. And you know, one of the biggest complaints.
And Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
He was great.
One of the biggest complaints.
One
I
of the biggest complaints is not Bill Paxton.
And now there's Bill Paxton. But one of the biggest complaints were like, oh well, it's not serious enough, and they always try to throw like. Campy humor type stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
But if you've ever watched any of the Avengers movies, that's just kind of how Coulson is.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring that into the show.
His character, like,
where he's not always like super serious. Like, he's serious when he has to get the job done, but he's not always just
super Coulson
serious.
Coulson, the guy.
He's the balding guy from the Avengers.
He gets killed. Coulson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I like it. I think it's
he
really
went
good.
To Tahiti.
It's a magical place.
I don't know. Maybe I think that so they brought Bill Paxton in. You guys liked it because is he like more dynamic? Like, is he an evil Bill Paxton? Or
you'd have to watch it.
He's good at first, and then he turns evil. And
yes,
he's just over the top campy Bill Paxton. He's great.
He's well, great.
Because I was trying to tie it in. I went back and watched.
And they actually get Sam Jackson on there.
Oh, really?
Episodes I've seen so far. Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah,
with his eye
and
patch?
The chick from How I Met Your Mother. They do a lot of tie-ins. So
okay,
cool.
I can kind of get on board with that, but I actually went back and watched X-Men First Class just for Kevin Bacon. Like okay, you know what? That can sound as gay as you want it to sound.
I want it to sound pretty gay.
I would take a pipe from Kevin Bacon.
You would take a pipe
you would
from
take
him,
Kevin's
huh?
Bacon.
I would take Kevin's bacon. No, the thing that I really just kind of wanted to see is like how evil Kevin Bacon was and how like how brass he was of that of Sebastian Shaw like as that character.
I like Kevin Bacon too.
Well, but I'm saying like if they can bring back some actors that I'll have some nostalgia to, because the first time I watched the movie in the theater, I just sent Ryan a text. I'm like, X-Men new class, Kevin fucking Bacon. Like
that's
that was
the only reason I watched it.
You gotta have Kevin.
I'm gonna watch it anyways.
I would appreciate if they keep bringing back like the older actors and they're having. I mean, Bill Paxton's always kind of been the campy one, but. I might take a look at it.
He's kind of a prick. I enjoyed that. You should really give it a shot.
He's kind of a prick in his own ways, like from all of his other shit.
I imagine that's how he is in real life.
Yeah.
Do we have the
just a total jerk.
Did we have the conversation about how he's the only person who's been killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien?
No, I'm not on the show, but
we have had that.
I in real life probably.
And that's why I will always respect Bill Paxton Bacon.
And now he's been killed by Agent Coulson. So
yeah.
Oh, spoiler!
Spoiler.
Thanks for that.
It's such a great.
It's exploded. Exploded. When he kills, it's funny. It's funny the way he does it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I liked it. I couldn't. I had a hard time getting into season two because it starts off slow again. Like season one started off slow, and they're just killing time to line up with the TV movies and shit.
Yeah.
It's good.
When does Age of Ultron get released on DVD?
I don't know.
Cool. Thanks for that.
I don't know. Google it or
you're
just
fired.
Internet.
I was just asking if
right
you knew.
There in front of you. Do I don't buy DVDs.
Neither do I.
It's
but
probably on a Tuesday.
Well done. Well done. Well done for your DVD Tuesday.
Thank you.
Touché, Chester. I'm just wondering because there's so much Marvel comic. You know, what's funny is I was actually thinking about the first Incredible Hulk too, or the first Incredible Hulk, not the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk.
The one with
Hulk.
Eric Bana?
Yeah, the one with Eric Bana.
The sad one? The sad Hulk?
Well, because I've been trying
I didn't think that was so as bad as everyone
I thought it was
says.
I thought it was good. But I'm just trying to think of all the stuff that they're funneling, like all the content that they're trying to funnel down into like one thing and like trying to keep track of everything. I don't know. It almost gets overwhelming. So
I think everyone hated that because no one cares about Bruce Banner. People just want to see Hulk.
Well, apparently Corey said we did talk about it on the show before.
Probably.
Well, you know what, Corey? If you want to come out to Arizona, there's a seat right here for you.
And you can tell us, hey, you guys already talked about this.
Yeah, because we don't remember.
Drink while we do this.
Because we've got liquid eraser right here.
We talk about things off the air as well, so we're not sure what we've talked about.
I try not to talk to you as much as possible. As soon as these mics are turned off, the play. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible.
When we play D&D, that's different because I can be in character and it's like I'm a different person talking
like,
to you.
Oi! I'm like, Jesse, you're playing a female. Oi!
He's not a female.
I know, I'm just fucking with him.
Oh, hello, boys.
I actually had a little thought about you too. Like every character is just like some Scottish version of this woman. That's if you were the DM, every character is just Scottish.
I mentioned last week that I was doing that Scottish lady voice.
You walk up to, the boys been talking again, haven't they?
You walk up to the mayor of the town and he looks at you and he says, "Ah, you boys, there
welcome to my town." We got lots of adventures for you.
Did you say his name is like it's a guy? Why are you doing that?
I'm sorry. I'll do the character one more time.
It reminds me of there's an SNL sketch with Alec Baldwin where he was the chameleon. They like called him in. Do you remember that?
It sounds really familiar.
And he was like supposed to be someone just with this legendary ability to impersonate people. And they were like, someone has to pretend to be the mayor's wife and talk to the mayor. He's like, "I've got this." And he picks up the phone. "Hello? Yes, I'm your wife." It's like, what is happening? Everyone's just looking around like, is this guy fucking crazy?
Well, he is. He's Alec Baldwin.
I love Alec Baldwin.
I can't wait to play D&D tomorrow.
It's gonna be fun. Fuck yourself.
It's going to be great.
All new characters.
All new characters.
Oh, you guys are starting from scratch.
Josh is going to DM.
Josh is going to DM this one.
That's going to be weird.
He's going to do a free form. He's not picking anything out of the book either.
Oh, dude, that's
like a freeform journey.
That's going to be different.
I think it'll be good. I'm going to play more of just a wacky character.
You want to talk about? Yeah.
He's
about your character for a second.
Yeah, let's hear this.
I'm making a bard.
Of course.
Which is just gay right off the bat, right? But I'm just going to make him the most obnoxious, gay, worthless character.
It's legal now.
It's legal to be a bard.
Oh.
Bards can get married.
Bards can get married.
Bard
now.
Marriage. Bard marriage.
He was a pirate. He was a butt pirate. That's the joke.
I'm Bard, and I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. It's just going to be kind of just a fruity bard. I'm thinking of picking some spells because I get some magic spells that just don't do anything useful at all.
Glitter!
I just want you guys to be like, you are the fucking worst character ever.
I'm going
to
be a half-orc fighter. I'm sick of standing in the back.
Dude, your girlfriend...
Magic missile.
Your girlfriend's character is the shit. Like, that's like right up front.
Well, she's picking a new one. Now she's going to be a human warlock. So she's going to be the magic missile. Yeah.
So you're taking the bottom. She's taking the back. She's taking the top. Mm-hmm. She's going to. You're the power bottom.
They're doing a little role reversal.
Role reversal. Yeah. Dude, Josh is going to peg. He's not. He's a brutal fucking DM, is what he said.
Oh, and, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
We'll see.
And from what he like,
I can take him.
I appreciate that they're like that. Mike, right? Mike, I'm so bad with his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of. Toots. Yeah, he's kind of easing us into the whole D&D thing, and he's being very like gentle. But, I'm afraid to play with people that are just like,
we'll see. Josh is easy going.
Josh
is not a stickler for
Josh the
rules.
Is easy going, but when he role plays,
Josh is like, if you want to, you can make any character you want. If you want to be a centaur, be a fucking centaur. Do what you want.
You should go online and try to find out the actual stats that those guys made to kill that character with AIDS.
Oh,
And bring that in. I bet they have the stats posted
Dire
somewhere.
AIDS.
Probably.
Yeah.
Have to dig through the 4chan to find it.
Do it. You love 4chan.
I do love 4chan. So oh,
can we? I kind of want to piggyback this off of the Sega thing. Have you seen the system that they're premiering at the AZ Game Gaming Expo?
No.
Well, the Game On Expo.
Oh, the what is it called? The Retro VGS or whatever.
Yeah, where they're with a straight face as a business plan, launching a retro console that they got the original Atari mold for, so it looks like an Atari Jaguar. And they're only going to play new retro games.
New homebrew, like 8-bit games.
That is it. That it's, well, 8, probably 16. It might have something upgraded. But they're, yeah, that's the, your face says it all. Like,
it doesn't seem like you need a whole console for that. Like, people could just make homebrew if they want to do 8 or 16-bit games. Well, and just release them on Windows.
There's a lot of people, I guess, that are way more extreme than me wanting to play the Super Nintendo games on the actual console. This is what they're doing is, like, they are actually releasing this gaming system that it only plays a proprietary type of game, and it does not play any retro. It's not like a retro arc or whatever those.
Okay, so it doesn't play old games. It just plays new games that look like old games.
Yes.
Yes.
Eh.
What, don't you want to relive? I guess the guy, what is it, something?
Relive
80,
the adventures
82,
for the first time.
What?
Said relive new adventures for the first time.
You know
time.
What? I can appreciate what they're trying to do, but you get a team of like 4 or 5 people trying to recreate like the budget where they had like 50 or 60 people working on a title where you actually had people.
Well, you can make things like that caliber a lot faster and easier.
Yeah, probably with less people.
Well, no, but they still had, like, you know, they had a story writing team. They had
now different... all you need is RPG Maker 3.
Oh, which, by the way, we should probably finish that game that kit gave us.
Nah, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, because we talk to him all the time.
Yeah, he kind of disappears. He's like, fuck these guys, which is what I would have done.
Yeah, well.
Where the hell is this guy? What's his name? It's,
I don't know. Can I move on for a second?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Oh, there he is. Gamester 81. Apparently,
Gamester 81.
Yeah, he's the guy from down in Chandler who's had his YouTube channel for like the past like 7 or 8 years who loves retro stuff. He builds retro games for the old retro like systems for like the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo. Like, they will work on that hardware. So I guess...
What?
Just laughing at Corey's idea for D&D.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
What did I say?
Just make a cannibal priest. Just eat everything you encounter.
Why does it have to be a priest?
Why not?
Okay, fine.
You could be undead. You could be a cannibal corpse.
I was looking like you can make a monk that and then pick an element. So I was like, dude, I could play Aang. I could totally make The Last Airbender.
Why don't you just make like an over-sexualized like character that just like goes at everything with its crank?
I already have one.
Go on.
I just haven't done it yet.
No, I mean a character in D&D.
My tiefling, he's hung like a horse.
Is he? Did you roll to see how long his dick was?
Can you roll his cock? Can you roll a dick length in D&D?
Why not?
I rolled a natural 20.
It's the Pinocchio dong.
It's as long as I want it to be.
Sorry. Shit.
Dude, try it. Throw that at him. Be like, I'd like to roll for my cock length, please. So what is a natural 20 cock length?
20 inches.
Is that a natural 20?
Yeah.
I would say...
You know, as a weapon.
I would say each number would be half an inch.
No.
10 inches?
So you guys are talking about...
starting with a base of like 5.
You have to roll your hit dice, so I'd like roll...
Well, because no, I'm... Because that would be a lot. So you guys are thinking about just a dick to have sex with. I'm thinking like an actual weapon. Like that is... Like you get... You get more hit points or like more buffs if like that's your weapon. Like you're swinging dick, like any swinging dick,
swinging it around, yeah. Like
yeah, like a mace.
That sounds painful,
but it doesn't matter. Like what if that's what you get off on?
You ain't blocking a sword with that.
You ain't blocking shit with that.
Ooh, cock blocking.
Did you just give him a look like we're talking about this?
No. I just gave a look because it was like, well, you could block shit with that.
You could create a major blockage with that.
Was that your discovery phase?
It was just like, huh.
Yeah, you could.
In other news. So No Man's Sky has an economy. may or may not be based on blocking shit.
What about No Man's Sky? Their economy is based on penis size.
It is. It's schwant size, but it's the internet, so everybody's going to, like, you know, overshoot what they are and what they do. IGN, they had an interview with the developer, like the designer, and he kind of explained what the economy is, and I guess it's based on, like, all the stuff you can harvest from different planets, and then you can construct stuff, so it's kind of got that Minecraft.
Have you seen any of the gameplay?
I watched the gameplay from, what is it, E3?
Yeah, I think I watched that too. But there's like the little goat monster starts attacking for no reason.
Yeah, there's a couple different things. There's like a full like 20-minute gameplay or 18-minute gameplay.
Dude like kills the goat monster and then these robots are like, oh, you're, you know, hostile and start attacking.
He's a little awkward. He's like, this worked in training or in the testing. So no, it looks pretty cool. I hate that anything that gets crafted now when you combine things is described as like Minecraft. Like, oh, it's Minecrafty.
Because
like,
you can craft things.
People were doing that before.
Well, but Minecraft is what like capitalized on it. There was a game on the Android that I played for hours just because it was mindless called Alchemy, to where I would just sit there and you had a grid and you just swipe different things.
I hated it.
Did you not? I couldn't craft shit.
Little Alchemy.
Was it Little Alchemy?
I think so.
Alchemy or whatever. So, I mean, I can understand that. And they also want people, like, to take raw materials or special items that were made on one planet that aren't available on the other side of the solar system. And then you can sell them on the other side of the solar system to get money. And, like, I don't know how it's going to work because, from what I understand, it's still just a one-player game where you kind of, passively interact with the rest of the gaming community. Not directly, so.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Not into it.
You never know. Like, it looks like a game to me that you could get sucked into just, I mean, if you're drunk.
It reminds me a lot of Spore once you get into space.
I never played Spore.
Just going between planets.
You just go from planet to planet and look for stuff to sell or terraform planets and explore.
Well, I don't agree with it.
It looks interesting. I'll check it out. I don't know that I'll...
I won't allow it.
Well, no, because I mean, they've been doing that for years. I mean, even probably before Diablo, but that's what comes to my mind, is you get a weapon, and then you can put shit inside of it to make it a different weapon.
Mm-hmm. No. They're talking about actually crafting weapons from the stuff you're finding. They're not saying, like, adding buffs to it. Like, you found a sword.
You found metal.
Yeah.
You need this other thing, and you can craft this. And once you craft that, you can craft other things.
I can't think of any specific, like, instances where that's happened, but I know that's happened before, and I can't.
Well, Terraria.
Yeah, Terraria is.
But I never played that either. So there's something I played, and I can't. But whatever.
Terraria is a good, like, dungeon crawling, dungeon digging. Yeah, that'd be another.
I need to get that latest update and see if that's any good.
Dungeon game.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Well, you want to save your thing, your last thing for last, or you want to do the...
I've got other stuff that I found here.
Oh, do you?
Like the the Mighty Number 9 Signature Edition pre-orders are all being canceled.
What?
After the 12-minute gameplay footage, or...?
No, well, I guess maybe we should have started with that. Let's talk about yours first.
There was a post of beta gameplay. Eurogamer did it. It's 12 minutes. Mighty Number 9. It looks good. I mean, it's very Mega Man-ish, but at the same time, I don't know. Maybe it's a mix of the technology, but it almost looks constrained. It looks like a good game. I would play the shit out of that out of the game, and I don't know. It just goes on and on and on. It's a decent gameplay. I mean, as much as it could be, mm-hmm. Doesn't look bad. I don't have really high expectations. I mean, I do have a price point in my head. Like I'm paying $15 for this game, maybe $20 when it comes out, but. That's all I really get out of it. It doesn't hit me in like the feels or the nostalgia, like which maybe what he's trying to go for. I'm still pissed that he walked right behind me and didn't challenge me at Mario Kart. So maybe that's why. Maybe I'm a little bitter. I get a meh feeling from it. Like I may play it, I may not. Like, mm-hmm. So what's the
oh the the signature editions, which included like,
are these from the Kickstarters?
Yeah, Well, it was available to anyone to purchase the signature edition.
Okay.
It came with a 6.5-inch figurine, came with like a signed thing from, what's his name, KG.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everyone who paid for the signature edition has recently received an email saying, due to a lack of availability, we will not be able to obtain the following items for your order. Mighty No. 9 Signature Edition. So all these people who paid for the signature edition are getting emails saying, no, not happening now.
I would be so fucking mad.
Now, they say that they're still going to get it. The order's just suspended.
It's just not now.
They're just not getting it at release.
This is why Kickstarter is dangerous.
This is why pre-ordering is fucking dangerous.
Kickstarter is the new version of pre-ordering.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes beyond pre-ordering.
Yeah, it's
pre-order is like, we're gonna give you this for sure. Kickstarter is like, yeah, we're gonna try.
We'll give it a go.
Give us a bunch of money and we'll do what we can. We'll throw it at it.
Because I'm on 2 Kickstarters right now and now I'm worried that I'm not gonna get my
You get your money back if they don't hit the goal.
If they don't hit the goal,
but if they don't deliver.
Do get the goal.
Oh, that's
a whole other story.
They don't have to.
So they're screwed. Like, yeah. I'm on 2 right now, they hit their goal. What if they don't deliver? Then
you're out. Hey dude, the last Kickstarter I backed,
it's an investment.
Dude, I paid
investments don't always
that shitty
off.
Game?
No. What shitty game?
Broken Age?
Yeah, that one.
No, that wasn't. I got that on the Humble Bundle thing or like the Indie Bundle or whatever. No, mine was I paid $200 for a cheap backpack. Holy shit, was it a disc golf backpack? I'm already trying to sell it. Like, it's the worst pile of shit.
Yeah.
I'm.
How much did you pay for it?
Well, it was the backpack is at it's $100 for. Like, that's what their price point is. I paid $200, got 2 different bags. I got a pair of socks.
It's just a cheap.
I got a shirt that I gave to Ryan because they sent me a 2X shirt, which Ryan probably won't wear because it's like paper thin.
What shirt is it?
It's the Fosun one. It's got like a weird cat face on it. I brought it back when I brought back that red Millennium Falcon shirt.
Oh, the one you gave to my stepdad?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he took that.
He's not fitting in that double XL shirt.
Well, I think I just threw that. I was like, hey, you forgot your shirt. I didn't know that was for me.
Oh, yeah, that
I
was
thought
for
it was
you.
Just something of his.
Anyway, I paid $200. I was supposed to get the bag that they're going to sell for $100, another one of their bags that they previously had, which was smaller. I was going to get a pair of socks, some bag tag poles, like, you know, zipper poles, a hat, a shirt, stickers, and all this stuff. Everything is the lowest quality of anything I could ever see. Like, the hat is garbage. The socks.
It's one of those floppy cloth hats.
Yes, it's a floppy cloth hat. They're terrible. No, but it's a child size. The shirt they sent the shirt they sent me was like a size too big, and it's paper thin. So
like I have those Star Wars shirts that I got from Target, and they're pretty thin. It was like thinner than that.
Yeah, you can.
I can't imagine a shirt thinner.
It's
than
bad.
That.
The bag that they sold me, the second bag that they sent me was absolute garbage. It ripped after, like, I don't know how long, like maybe 2 weeks. And the one that I have, it's like better constructed, but it's not a good bag. It's just, there's something off about it.
Well, they just get a cheap bag and then put a PVC frame inside it? Or?
No, that's what I did with my previous bag.
Oh, you made your own.
I made
that. And that was probably better.
It was better. So, I got burned, but what am I going to do? Like, am I going to come out and be like, give me my $200 back?
You're screwed.
They can tell me to go fuck myself. So
you got screwed by
that's kind of the chance you take with Kickstarter, which is kind of good, kind of bad. Consumers get burned. The only way that it's going to stop is if Kickstarter just goes under. But at the same time, you get cool shit.
It's too big. I think it's too big
I've
now.
Seen some of these projects, though, where it's like Kickstarter and... It's like, oh, they've already, you know, surpassed their goal. They've made $500,000. They asked for $100,000. And there's like 50 donators. Who is donating, you know, $100,000 to a fucking, like, who? What is happening?
Yeah, there was one. It was, who's the guy that does the Drinking Made Easy and 3 Sheets? Zane Lamprey.
Sure.
He had his drinking jacket. We had all these, like, places.
Yeah, didn't you guys get into that?
Well, I think Dan and Danielle did. But... what was I going to say? Yeah, it raided its goal, and people were donating like $2,000. Like, who's paying $2,000 for a jacket?
I don't know. Somebody.
Well, could you get early access to his web show? Like, that's no one's doing that.
How much
that's
did Dan? How much
fake.
Did Dan and Danielle do?
I don't remember.
In his defense, like in his defense, bucks. He appeals to people when they're drunk.
True.
And if they got money,
he knows his audience, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess that's the price you pay for
it. I thought I've been fucking kicking your foot this whole time. It's just your goddamn shoe. I'm like, I'm playing footsies with Ryan. Sorry. You motherfucker.
I felt it, bro.
Well, I'm like, my knees are cramping up because they're tucked underneath the chair.
You're like every time it touches, you're like, eh.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, awkward.
I'm everywhere.
You are everywhere.
Nowhere.
So, I don't know. Kickstarter has burned me once. Well, didn't really burn me twice. I enjoyed the ink whiskey flask before I gave it away. So
you did give it to the Angry Video Game.
I did, and I never watch any of his shit, so I don't really care. So
he doesn't really make that stuff anymore.
No, he's making like full fledged movies, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's supposed to be making a movie. That's right.
A movie about what?
Angry.
I don't know who this guy is.
The Angry Video Game.
Angry Video Game.
Oh, that
nerd.
Guy. I thought yeah. you were talking about this other drinking guy. Still.
No. Zane Lamprey.
Yeah.
He drinks.
That's a good show. Okay. He just travels around and drinks.
And then he goes.
Well, that's cool. It's Three Sheets. You want to
do. Yeah, Three Sheets, and
God,
he has another
I wish
show.
I could just travel.
Right. He has another one called Drinking Made Easy. So it's a good show.
It'd be awesome.
Right? It, that's the dream job.
Awesome.
Just
awesome.
Travel around and drink.
So awesome.
What else we got here?
We'll move on to the Transformers. That for some reason you don't like this. I don't know why
it's
you don't
too,
like this.
It's too anime for me.
It looks exactly like the fucking cartoon.
It looks like an updated version.
Is that
version
what the cartoon looked like in the 80s? No, I mean,
yes.
No, it didn't because
the characters,
this is better.
No, the characters look the same.
Yes.
And I was like happy that like, holy crap, look at that. Bumblebee's not a fucking Camaro. That's cool. But
he's a Volkswagen Beetle.
That's yeah. what he should be. Like
yes,
in the movies.
He should.
Yeah, in the movies. What was he? Was it a Camaro?
Yeah, or whatever.
Whatever it was. Who cares?
Charger.
Dodge Dart or whatever the fuck it was. And that was cool. But just like, I think there was one where they were like flying through the air or something and they had the lights flying behind them. I was like, holy crap, there it is. There's the Speed Racer look.
That's who cares?
What it looked like.
That's what it's awesome.
Is that what it looked like in the 80s?
Yeah. Yes. You got to go back and watch that shit.
I don't want to now. I'm going to ruin my child. It's like going back
you
and
need,
watching
you
E-Man.
Need to calm down.
He was just as bad.
Yeah, it was. He was very much... One of the channels that I get on the old antennas is She-Ra. Like He-Man's
nice.
Lesbian
oh.
cousin or something. I don't know what she is. It's so bad. It's a... What is it? What is that? That web short that came out, the Stallions or whatever, Space Stallions.
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen Space Stallions?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Imagine Thundercats meets...
Done.
My Little Pony.
That's pretty much it. It's so 80s, but it's done so well. All it is like an intro. It's like a maybe a 5-minute preview. I want this cartoon. If this cartoon hit the market, I would watch the shit out of it because it's just so terrible. But they all ride around on motorcycles with stallion heads. Space stallions. Space motorcycles.
It's like biker mice from Mars.
It is. It's very, very
what,
like
dinosaurs and Cadillacs.
Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Street sharks.
One man stands alone.
To be fair, the other characters were a black guy and a woman. So.
Yeah.
One man stands
you
alone.
You can't steal my fucking joke from the 90s.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, that's what I said. I'm like, well, apparently a black man and a woman don't carry much clout in the 90s.
One man stands alone with other people.
Well, it bothers me. On the intro of Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, that guy's like, one man stands alone and shows a silhouette. The very next shot are his sidekicks.
Right.
Like,
well, the other is a woman, and the other is only 3/5 of a man.
God. All right. Let's go back to Transformers.
That is a historically accurate joke.
It is, but it's outdated.
I'm not waving a Confederate flag over here.
You can't because they outlaw them all.
Look,
like, they took them off of everything.
You guys, can we just compromise, please?
3/5 compromise? I got that. I was thinking
about it too.
It's
good. It's good.
Right, so no
Transformers.
Okay, so this Transformers game, I can't remember what the name of it is. I think it was like,
Transformers.
Is it a fighting game?
It looks like
it's an adventure game.
It's a beat 'em up. It's a beat 'em up, like a beat 'em up adventure maybe.
It's like a 3D run around and
hack and slash,
punch people and shoot them. And
Transformers Devastation. It looks
swinging
awesome.
Big dick.
Oh, that's right. Because at the end, he fights the Devastation.
This is our atonement, or Michael Bay's atonement.
They're atoning for Michael Bay's sins.
I hope so, man. Because
it looks cool.
The Fall of Cybertron or those games were okay. They didn't really
dark
deliver.
Dark Side of the Moon or whatever it was. What was it called? Dark of the Moon.
No, don't. We're not talking about the movies. I'm talking about the video games. Mm-hmm. Well, first, there's the movies that are a pile of garbage, and they tried to do the Rise and Fall of Cybertron or whatever. There were two.
Oh, yeah,
they were.
That.
They were. And this game goes back to the 90s, and just like it's like here, just
it fist fucks you with nostalgia.
It does, and I hate to say that because everything goes like, oh my god, hits me right in the nostalgia.
Nothing says nostalgia like fist fucking.
No, I mean, especially if.
I remember my childhood.
That's good times.
I remember Uncle Tim.
Good times. So I'm excited about that. If anybody wants to go to, just search for YouTube Transformers Devastation gameplay trailer. It's only a minute and a half long, but it's well worth the watch.
It looks awesome.
I'm excited about it.
You're watching it again.
He's watching it right now.
I would watch it. I would watch it again and again and again.
I don't know. And, man. I do like. Did they get the original actor or just a really good guy?
No, they got. Like, I think they got all the original actors.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't hear Starscream on there, but I did hear.
Oh come on! He wants a paycheck. He signed up for the movies. He wants a paycheck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
you okay there?
They can't get the original voice of Galvatron though.
They didn't get the original voice of Megatron.
Leonard Nimoy.
The Shredder.
That was
Megatron's
cameo. That was like the original Megatron guy? Because it sounded just like him. That was good.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Megatron? No, they use a different... In the movies, it's a different Megatron.
No, I mean on this game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I heard that. I was like, oh, shit. It's Megatron.
Well, it was very much... Yeah,
Starscream.
And I look like... I like how he doesn't look like a big, humongous, like a Cuisinart.
Yeah.
Like hey, in the movies.
if the South Park If the Stick of Truth has like taught us anything... Give us the cartoons that we watched when we were younger and let us play them like unmolested. Just give us the exact thing. Like I love playing that shit. That reminded me of what it would be like to play the cartoon. So
yeah,
maybe it'll be awesome. Cool. It looks like a game I'd love to watch somebody play. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. So anyway, what's the last thing we got here?
The Lizard Squad. Oh, God, those pricks.
Oh, these douchebags that shut down PlayStation Network and Xbox Live last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, one of the guys who calls himself, you know, like, a leader was arrested.
The 17-year-old kid.
17-year-old kid out of Poland was arrested. No, Finland.
Finland.
These aren't even all of the charges he's being charged for, but he was convicted of over 50,000 charges related to cybercrime.
They're compounding. They're like compounding.
Including data breaches and telecommunications harassment. That's just the cybercrime.
50,000.
We're not even talking about him, his bomb threats, and other shit.
He was fucking with an actual, like, a girl or something as well, or...
I think that was a different guy. This is the guy who was fucking with the head of Sony.
No, I actually read a separate article that wasn't part of this. The same kid was, like, threatening a girl who wouldn't, like, you know, pay attention to him or whatever, so...
Oh, like, fucking threatening her and her family and
classic
shit.
Classic basement dweller.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So...
So, yeah, for the 50,700 charges of cybercrime, he was sentenced to a 2-year suspended prison sentence.
You would be in prison forever here. You'd be in prison for 25 years stealing like 30 MP3s.
Well, it says he's not even doing any actual jail time for this.
No, he's not.
There's still the other charges, which pretty sure he'll get jail time for that.
Well, who's the guy who...
He's just not allowed to use a computer.
Who's the guy...
This kid will find a way to fuck
with people. Oh, my God. Is he... What's the guy's name? On Hackers. What was his name? Something
cool. I never saw Hackers.
Cool something. Joe Cool. I don't remember. Ice. Something. I don't remember.
Ice Cool.
Cool Ice. Cool as Ice.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You never seen Hackers?
Swartz. Aaron Swartz.
Schwartz.
Do you guys remember Aaron Schwartz? Do you know who Aaron Schwartz is?
I'm not good with names.
I'm afraid I've never met the fellow.
Okay, so Aaron Schwartz was the co-founder of Reddit. And I'm just giving you like a juxtaposition of like what happened.
Okay.
So this
guy that killed himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the government went after him because all he was doing was he set up an automated program on MIT's open source network to download all of these documents and like store them. They caught wind of it. I can't remember what it's from, whatever document server it was. It was like a big receptacle.
Like government documents?
I think it was government documents or something. So it downloaded it regularly. They caught wind of it. They set up a camera in this closet, caught him doing it, and they just fucking ran this kid's life into the ground. They were threatening 50 years of prison, and then they came back with a plea deal, and they're like, well, okay, we'll give you 6 months in a federal prison. So he's going to be a felon. and all this bullshit. And he's like, no. And then he wound up killing himself 2 days later.
I do remember this.
Yeah. So this is how the United States goes after this guy.
Like there's a big difference in what they were doing, because that guy was fucking with the U.S. government's secrets.
I don't think he was doing the secrets. I think he was doing just more published, like a private server's private documents. It was more like, it was Jastor. Is that what it's called? It was journal entries. It was published journal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff is usually only available to students or like the academic people.
Okay.
So they were pulling that down. So some of them might be coming off of like government sites, but they're not like stuff that's being like heavily guarded by the government.
Redacted.
No. It's all the peer review, like all that stuff, like that has to be published. It's like what Corey does now.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of remember this from school. So, yeah, that small thing, like, they railroaded this kid into the ground, like, who was a huge, like, very intelligent, huge activist for online, like, freedom and stuff.
Yeah.
And the U.S. government, yeah, just decimated this kid until he wound up killing himself because it was too much for him. This kid goes after two major corporations, like, shows that he has the ability to actually, like, you know, take down their services, which, what was it, like a denial of service?
Yeah, it was a DDoS.
And that's not, like, you know, crazy big, but I mean, you're still going after two huge companies.
Yeah.
And he gets off with 2 years probation. He gets to use a computer, but he gets to fight cybercrime. And every time he gets to use a computer, it's going to be monitored. I guarantee he'll find a way to get out of it. Except you said he's got 15 more charges.
He's got a lot more charges. Well, I'm not sure what they are, but. The guy, the head of Sony, is very verbal about he does not like this kid.
Oh no, I was reading on Kotaku that one guy was just like, I'm not happy with this, I'm gonna go after this guy, like,
yo, yeah, he's gonna sue his family and all kinds of shit.
Good, fuck him.
Oh yeah. He said that was the piece of dirt, that was the piece of garbage that brought my plane down, leaked my information, and did all kinds of other crap to me. Called him a little dirtbag and a sociopath. Said his parents need to be held accountable for his actions in addition to his going to jail.
He is a minor.
Well, dude, the Lizard Squad actually posted, because he got off easy, one of the guys from Lizard Squad posted this. What did we tell you guys? We have a get out of jail free card because they're all minors or like whatever. So they're this isn't going to stop them. Like, this is, well, this stage of it. Nothing's going to happen.
Only 6 months till Christmas.
Yay.
Begin to relive this thing all over again. I can't wait.
I don't think. I think they beefed up security.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. I think they had. But
for the lols, son. For the lols.
What do you think it would have been if they would have gone the other way and convicted him and, like, you know, just like thrown the book at him? Like, would they be saying something?
Oh, he'd
like,
be in a hole in Gitmo and no, but like, never what, ever
what,
hear
what,
from him
what
again.
Would we be saying as, like, the public?
Good.
Oh, so you, yeah, you good, everybody, but what do you think, like,
make an
everybody
example
as a whole?
Of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catch as many of them as you can. Make an example of them.
Get Chris Hansen out
show
there.
Show these other fucking children that, yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are. There's a real fucking world out here, and there are consequences for your actions.
It's one thing to do, like
rules are rules, Smokey.
Like the WikiLeaks thing. It's one thing
to
do that.
Am I the only one who gives a shit about the rules?
It's one thing to do that. And expose, like, corruption.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to completely screw over a bunch of people that paid for a service.
Yeah, just
like that
for no reason.
Yeah, just because it's funny. That's a completely different thing. That's two different things. So while I can have sympathy for, you know, Julian Assange or whoever else goes out there, who's that?
So
Bradley Manning or whoever.
Social activism, okay.
But just fucking with people for no reason. I do it all the time, but very minor. I don't hack people. Like, I send, like, pictures of horse dicks.
Okay.
I used to when I was, like, 15. But those are, like, don't fuck up someone. Like, someone paid money. Someone, like, some waitress is working, like, three jobs and paid for her kid to have a fucking PSN, you know, account. And it's rough, and she's trying to raise a kid, and that's the only thing the kid has to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just brought the whole thing down.
Okay. Social activism up here.
Christmas.
Yeah. Ballyhoo down here.
Yeah.
Like, no more ballyhoo.
On fucking Christmas.
On fucking Christmas.
Right. On Humbug. Capitalism Day.
It is Capitalism
Day. Really is.
Well, no, it's Capitalism Month leading up to Everything's Closed Day.
Well, Black Friday is real Capitalism Day.
Yes.
But that whole month is...
Eh.
Ugh.
That's why I love celebration. I love being an adult.
Spending money.
What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Just let me buy whatever I want.
I want it to fucking end. How about that?
There you go. Fuck all this music.
Yeah, Christmas. My family takes birthdays, Mother's and Father's Day.
Everybody pull up a chair.
I have to fucking buy something for people on all these goddamn holidays.
I doubled up, dude. I bought a Chromecast and gave it to my mom on Mother's Day, and I'm like, this is your Mother and Father's Day present.
Well, my mom,
do not ask me for anything
else.
My
mom's birthday is like a week away from Mother's Day, so I can usually get away with, you know,
doubling up.
Just doubling up on the one gift.
Little combo.
But it's just obnoxious. Like, 1 year, my mom made me feel so horrible because I didn't get my dad a gift for Father's Day.
You got him a shotgun 1 year, like a $500 shotgun.
Well, that was years later.
Oh, well, then you made up for it in that one fell swoop.
But I was just like, Mom, I don't need to buy shit to prove to Dad that I love him. Like, that's
You're like,
that's
I don't need to
silly.
Buy shit. I don't love Dad.
That's
he should,
silly.
He should get this shit by now.
No, like Father's Day, I called Joe. So, I just called him.
I'm the kid.
Like,
you buy stuff for me.
I just don't want... It's I just silly. Want people to show up and be like, make me feel special.
Right?
Anyway.
I hate that shit. We stopped doing Christmas at my mom's house.
I noticed that...
It's awesome.
See, I'm jealous.
You are? Yeah. I did bring her a Chromecast just because I thought I'd be bored up there. But, we just showed up. We played games and we drank and we ate. And that was it. There was no gift giving. It was fantastic. Best Christmas ever.
Nice. were we in the talks with doing another 24-hour marathon?
Someone brought that up on the Twitter, and yeah, we would totally be down again. It was rough, but we would do it again.
Why do it again?
I think we're more ready this year. And plus, I feel like
that we raised a whole bunch of money for TJ's whole fucking crew, and then he just hasn't talked to us this whole year.
Yeah, what a prick.
He's not going to know we said this. He's a fucking cop.
I hope he gets punished and has to live in New Jersey.
Does he live in New Jersey?
Yeah.
He lives in Florida. We should do our own pledge drive. With blackjack and hookers.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget the pledge drive.
Blackjack and hookers. So do you guys got anything else that you want to do before the end of this whole shit show of 6-3?
Oh, this shit show.
This shit show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this live.
Specific shit show.
Not really, man. I don't have anything to say. Sega, give us a game. Give us a Sonic. Give us a side-scrolling Sonic. Stop fucking around.
Corey made a suggestion that wouldn't be a bad idea. Another series of theirs was House of Dead.
Oh, yeah.
House of the Dead.
So he wants Typing of the Dead, too.
With the Oculus Rift.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
You can make a real cool shooter.
Just go to the bathroom before, and then you'll be ready to go.
Just even if it's on rails, and you just turn your head to shoot a shit. I think that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Whatever. Just give me something that isn't like a cash grab.
Yeah.
Like, give me something that you put your heart and soul into.
Give me another Sonic RPG.
I want a Sonic the Hedgehog Oculus Rift game where I can be the hedgehog.
And when you roll, it's like...
It's just like...
It just crunches
you into a ball. It actually, like, folds you into a ball and you have to roll away.
That suit on, so you can feel everything. That happy feedback suit.
No, it actually...
It just turns you...
It shoves a fucking, like, a pole into your waist so you double over and then it drops you down.
I don't want this.
I regret my decisions. Anyway, where are we at? We're on casualcowards.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, iTunes.
The website's looking good again.
It's looking fantastic.
Yeah, go to casualcowards.com. Leave us some comments.
Check out our YouTube channel if you want to.
Feedback.
At Casual Cowards on the old tweeters.
Mm-hmm. If you liked this episode in audio, just wait until you see it in beautiful 360p.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my buddy John is going to... He wants to do some video editing for us.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
That's exciting. I think that could be cool. So we'll see what he wants to do. Good things in the future.
Yeah. And then I won't be here next weekend because I'll be out of town. I'll say it right now. If Charles is not back, he's fired.
Charles, if you're not back, you're fired.
Yeah, there we go.
The two managers have spoken. Announcement's been made.
So, take us out, homie.
Oh, for episode 63 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming, I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
And my name is Dirk.
We should do an episode where we're eating like suicide wings while doing the episode.
Oh, just sweating.
Every time we want to talk, like, we have to eat a wing first.
It's so spicy. You guys remember Minority Report?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new series.
Mm. Why? Is Tom Cruise going to be in it? Then I don't care.
They took away the fucking precogs.
Would you care if he was in it?
I would watch it every day. I watched the same episode every day until the new episode came out.
You'd watch each episode 7 times.
Yeah, and then the new one came out, and then I watched that all week.
Once per day.
Yeah. Speak to me, Tom.
I would never, ever watch it.
All right, whenever you're ready, Chaboke.
I'm fucking ready, man. I was born ready. As a weird intro?
I just thought I would sound the horn for you.
Just, we locked eyes there for a second.
You did.
You before you did it, I was like, is this happening?
We're blood brothers, you and I. Mostly because there's blood in my stool.
And now it's in my teeth.
And now it's in your mouth.